On Saturday, November 30th, after our first night in single digits, three different pileated woodpeckers were at my feeders first thing in the morning, and one or more could be seen pretty much all day. The next day I heard one. I don't know if it was a female or one of the two males who had been coming regularly, but when I looked out, a Cooper's hawk was perched in my neighbor's tree and then flew to a tree behind my yard. I didn't see or hear another pileated all that day. A female showed up the next day and has been coming a few times a day ever since, even working on excavating a cavity in the box elder next to my home office window. But I didn't get a glimpse at a male pileated, not the banded male I call BB, nor the one I call Not BB, until Not BB showed up at first light on December 12th, when the temperature was minus 14 degrees. I watched vigilantly all day, but no sign of BB. That was the longest I'd ever gone without seeing him, or when I'd been out of town, at least hearing from Russ or Tom that he was here, since I first noticed that I had a banded pileated on November 3rd, 2021, except during the weeks when BB was nesting somewhere else in the neighborhood in 2023. I knew for certain that he'd been nesting when he started bringing his babies here. What a thrill that was. I was already condemning the Cooper's hawk for BB's demise. Female Cooper's hawks can weigh double what the heaviest pileated woodpecker weighs, 12 ounces. Even dainty little sharp-shinned hawks, with the heaviest females lighter than the lightest pileateds, about 8 ounces, can pose a real threat to them. I watched one female sharpie dive bomb over and over one of my female pileateds back in November 2018. That sharpie finally gave up. An equally determined Cooper's hawk, bigger, faster, and stronger, could nab a pileated much more easily. So I wrote a sad blog post on December 12th titled, Exit Pursued by a Cooper's Hawk. Usually I record my podcast and radio program the day I write the blog posts, which usually serve as the transcripts, but I had a nasty case of COVID that made talking unpleasant to do and even more unpleasant to listen to. And then Friday the 13th came along, and whoa, right around 10:30 a.m., there was BB. The hawk may certainly have been the reason BB disappeared for 2 weeks, or it could be that he was starting to feel my yard has too many pileateds for his liking. He was banded at Hawk Ridge as a first-year bird in 2020, and he's lived in this neighborhood right under the ridge ever since, meaning he's survived along a major raptor migration route for 4 spring and 5 autumn migrations, so he's hardly inexperienced with raptors. The first fall he showed up, another male pileated came now and then too, but usually BB's not encountered other pileateds when he's been here. I haven't seen BB since I saw him on Friday, but now that I know my yard isn't going to be a part of his daily rounds, at least for a while, I'll still diligently look for the band every time I spot a male pileated, but I won't be in panic mode when he doesn't make an appearance for a while. Before my daughter moved back to Duluth, she and I could go weeks without making contact, and my son in Florida can be too busy to call or text for long periods, too. I'm lucky BB, like my children, was so rooted to my part of the neighborhood for so long, and I'm sure he'll at least occasionally work his way back here. I'm sad that he flew the coop, so to speak, but better that than being eaten by the coop. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.